USA Radio News.
A judge has put his foot down when it comes to the removal of a Navy commander.
A federal judge in Florida has stopped the Navy from removing a commander of a destroyer while he seeks a religious exemption from the vaccine, even though he has allegedly disobeyed the service's rules for coronavirus mitigation. The judge's ruling is part of a case that seeks to be a class action lawsuit on the military's vaccine mandate filed by more than 30 unnamed officers and enlisted personnel from all of the military branches in November of 2021. Judge Stephen Merriday criticized the Navy's contention that mitigation measures other than vaccination are not as effective as the vaccination itself. From the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says he's vetoed a new congressional redistricting plan for the state because it lacks a second majority black district. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob. And the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
U.S. immigration authorities are turning to smartphones to keep tabs on immigrants and ensure they attend their deportation hearings. Immigrants who are released from detention or stopped on the border are being required to snap a selfie or call to check in with federal agents using an app on their phones. Immigration and Customs Enforcement declined to answer questions about the app. Sad news rocked the medical profession in Michigan on Wednesday after the president and CEO of My Michigan Health, Diane Postler Slattery, and her husband, Don, died in a plane crash in Florida on Tuesday night. She and her husband leave behind three children and five grandchildren. And Conrad Janis, best known for his role on Mork and Mindy and as a successful jazz trombonist, has died at the age of 94. His business manager said Janis was surrounded by friends at the time of his death. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The Philadelphia police officer who fatally shot a 12-year-old boy who allegedly fired first at a group of officers will lose his job, according to Philadelphia Police Commissioner Daniel Outlaw. 12-year-old Thomas Sedario was fatally shot on March 1st in Philadelphia after four plainclothes officers saw him and another teen standing on a street corner. The officers identified one of the boys as someone wanted for questioning in another case. Major League Baseball has stepped up to the plate, but it keeps striking out. Reporter Tim Berg explains.
Major League Baseball is postponing two more weeks of regular season games. In a statement released by the league, it was announced opening day is moving to at least April 14th after talks on Wednesday stalled. The MLB Players Association rejecting three offers on an international draft resolution, which became the latest issue in negotiations. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Universal free meals at schools are slated to end this summer after a provision to extend temporary pandemic programs was not included in a major spending bill introduced on Capitol Hill. Schools whose nutrition programs feed millions of kids daily are in a tailspin after expecting an extension for another year. The flexibility allowed an additional 10 million students to eat free meals at schools each day. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.